The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We want to pivot now to Buddhism. What? Yes, Buddhism dates back 2,500 years in ancient India. But it's only in recent years that Irish people have turned to Buddha in numbers. So what is an Irish Buddhist and what do they know that we don't? Well, hear this report now from Sarah Madden.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So to begin meditation, we ring the bell 3 times.
In a neat and tidy home on a nondescript Dublin street lives one of Ireland's only Zen Buddhist priests.
So yeah, so that's a zafu. So we sit on cushions. Usually you can sit in a chair. So I will offer incense. Now I have a proper altar upstairs.
As well as guiding Zen Buddhism Ireland and representing Buddhism on the Dublin City Interfaith Forum, Moisan Ian Kilroy is a journalist, author and lecturer at TU Dublin.
So I do funerals and weddings. I might get a phone call someday from the Mater Hospital and say, you know, there's a Buddhist man dying here. Would you give him last rites?
A recent census found a 43% increase in the prevalence of Buddhists in Ireland since just 2006. So what is Buddhism? What are its principles? And how can we live like a Buddha in modern Ireland?
The interesting thing is that even in Roman times, Buddha statues were making their way to Ireland, and one was dug up in a bog somewhere in the Midlands or somewhere in Ireland over the years, and it had arrived with trading routes into Ireland, you know, many, many, many centuries ago. But Irish Buddhism proper has two main phases. The first one is before independence, when Ireland is still a part of the United Kingdom. And Irish people join the British civil service and end up in places like Sri Lanka. They end up in Myanmar, Burma, etc. And some of them convert to Buddhism. Some of them, as they say, go native. And, you know, indeed, there's a famous Irish monk called Dharmaloka. He was born in Booterstown. He was a drunkard who gave up the drink, joined the navy, wanted to see the world, and ended up as a very famous Buddhist monk and anti-colonial agitator over in Burma. So that 19th century phase of Irish Buddhism is all happening overseas. It's happening before Irish independence. And then in the late 60s, 1970s, really, people start to get interested in Buddhism in Ireland because of counterculture. You know, the Beats and the hippies in West Coast America are very interested in Eastern religions generally. There's a discovery of yoga, there's a discovery of transcendental meditation and Buddhism. And, you know, there's so much connection between Ireland and America that people are bringing some of this stuff back. But it's really in the 1980s that texts start to be translated into English and find their way to Ireland. And that's when I start reading them as a teenager. And now we have Buddhist teachers like myself who are empowered to ordain others and to start Buddhist schools within the old traditions here in Ireland.
Across Ireland, on any given day, countless meditation classes, mindfulness sessions and mantra chanting groups meet in person and online. So while the number of self-professed Buddhists here is still small, at around 10,000, Buddhist wisdom and practices are being embraced by the masses. When most people think of Buddhism, they imagine the misty mountains of Tibet, not the fertile fields of County Meath. But that's just where Shaolin Buddhist Temple can be found.
So we're in the Boyne Valley here. So it's a whole area sort of steeped in history. Mm-hmm. About a mile from Slane, we're directly across the road from a Catholic church who let us share their car park.
And so there's good relations between the Shaolin Temple and the Catholic Church?
Oh, very good. I mean, several of our members here have got married in the church and come across here to have a type of a Shaolin ceremony to underpin what they've done in the church. So, yeah, we have a very good relationship with them. They just don't like me running my dragon inside their gates. they let me practice in the yard outside or the car park outside.
Dylan McKeown, or Sifu, is an instructor here, where even the resident dog lives by Buddhist principles.
Hello, gorgeous Jess.
That was a guard dog.
Yeah.
Was trained as a guard dog. Jess had one drawback. Wouldn't bite.
Okay.
Total pacifist. Well, this is just a replica of a Chinese gate. The gardens have been changed from being a traditional old Irish cottage on an acre into a Chinese garden. And there's been a temple built in here, a Shaolin temple. This pagoda here has got 9 dragons on top of it.
Wow.
And that represents the sort of Drukpa line of dragons, which came from Nepal and northern India. Mm. And we've invited the nuns, the Kung Fu nuns, to come over here.
Okay.
So the 9 dragons that we put up there is a sort of a hello to them for when they come, you know, let them see the dragons are here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do meditation here.
Okay.
So we start with the senses, we start with the hearing, we move on to the sight,
yeah.
We move on to touch. You see that little walkway up there? They're to walking on your bare feet.
Oh.
You have to understand that the touch is not always very comfortable.
Right.
And there are sharp stones there, and there are even more sharp sticks there.
You're not going to make me walk over fire, are you?
You could do that, but I haven't done that here.
Shaolin hosts weekend retreats and live-in experiences for visitors and members. But today, Tai Chi is on the schedule.
Move forward. Now, come back onto your heel. Now, turn the foot to the side, 45. Take the weight in your left foot and just step through onto your right. And straighten.
Tai Chi, Qigong, Yoga. All of these Eastern practices are introducing Westerners to the philosophy of Buddhism. John may have come for the Kung Fu, but he stayed at the Shaolin Temple for the Buddhist teachings and way of life.
One of the big things that I've found is acceptance. And for me, to accept where I am now in life is one of the biggest teachings here has given me. We've gone to such a fast pace now that to actually stop and give ourselves that moment is really, really hard thing to learn how to do. But once you get that, and straight away I was watching yourself even when Dylan was doing some of the movements, and I could see yourself just relaxing into everything. And that's just here, like even me coming to sit here, I just relax, we're in a few minutes.
The Shaolin Temple is just one of an increasing number of Buddhist temples and centres operating nationwide. But how does an ancient Eastern religion fit into a traditionally Christian country like Ireland?
A lot of the teaching are similar to the teachings of Jesus, you know, kindness, compassion.
Catherine Costello and her husband Nick set up this Shaolin temple 30 years ago, but Catherine still considers herself a Catholic and even built a Marian grotto just next to a statue of the Buddha on the grounds.
The chants would remind me sometimes of the rosary. Like, the rosary is meant to be a meditation. So if you come from a nation that have said the rosary every day, it's not so hard to say a chant every day either.
And to hold the mala.
Yeah, maybe people are hurt by things that happened in the past, but they still want to believe in something. And maybe it's the closest thing to what they believe in. The kindness and the compassion and all that, I think, is quite similar.
Mm.
And the peacefulness. And I suppose Ireland has a bit of a traumatic history in one sense, and maybe people are just fed up. They're fed up of fighting, they're fed up of bad things, and they just want something that is peaceful.
Catherine's brand of Catholic Buddhism may not be so antithetical as it first appears. In fact, according to Moisan Ian Kilroy, it could be a sign that Irish Buddhism is bedding down.
Wherever Buddhism has gone, it's absorbed and adapted to the local culture. So Japanese Buddhism is full of Japanese culture. Chinese Buddhism is full of Chinese culture. So, of course, Irish Buddhism is full of Irish culture. So this is a very ancient text, the Heart Sutra, and this is chanted all over the world every day by Buddhists in every Buddhist country. And we had it translated into Irish a few years ago, and we also use in Japan they use a big taiko drum to sound out certain ceremonies, but we use a bauron. So we've adapted it to where we are. So, you know, with these people, myself included, practicing, teaching, ordaining others, and now writing books about Buddhism, you can see that Buddhism is growing in the country. You know?
Whatever rocks your boat. That report from Sarah Madden about Buddhism in Ireland, thriving, visiting a retreat there. Thank you for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.